Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let's see if the intro is going to play. Have no intro. Seems to be going on here. Should have some intro audio keying up. Let me reset and start back into the show. Well, I'm not really sure exactly what's going on. I normally have a little intro music, but it doesn't seem like we're going to have the intro keyed up today. I don't know if it's a technical difficulty, but we're going to move right along with the show. Welcome to the Parents Coaching Parents Network. This is 2016, and we're coming back live from our Virginia Beach studio. Not Virginia Beach studio, excuse me, from our Virginia studio, where we did the majority of our shows, and we have the best experience or the most experience here at the Parents Coaching Parents Network. This evening, I'm going to share with you, as you read some of the description of tonight's show, I'm going to share with you our experience and things that I experienced over the last few years with my son reaching his level of success. And I have a number of other guests that will be calling in and that will be joining us as well. And these guests also have young men or young ladies that have also reached their own personal level of success. So, on that note, I want to check and see if I had an article that I wanted to share with you pertaining to high school athletes and how that high school athletes, their numbers as far as how many of them actually start out going from middle school to high school, playing high school sports. How many start out playing high school sports, and how many of them make it to the collegiate level? Not to count or include how many of them go on to make it to the professional ranks, but how many of them start out at the collegiate level, high school level, and make it to the collegiate level? I see I got a number of my guests that's calling in as we speak, and I'm going bring them in on the call here shortly, and hopefully they can chime in on the conversation. But I want to share this little bit of information with you before we get started, and hopefully you will have something to feed off of. And when we open up the phone lines and go to questions, hopefully you may have some questions at that time as well. You know, there's roughly about 8 million high school athletes out there. Approximately 8 million high school athletes out there. And this information is coming from the NCAA's website, the probability of playing after high school, if you want to look the article up. And out of that 8 million, approximately 460,000 go on to play college ball. Approximately 460,000 go on to play college ball, approximately. Now, when I say approximately 460,000, we got some numbers that may be a little higher. We're looking at on the average about 460,000 that go on to play college ball, because we know in football alone, we're talking well over a million athletes out there playing college football. Or should I say well over a million athletes playing high school football. And then we're talking about approximately 500,000 or better playing high school basketball. But out of those numbers, very few of those young men go on to play college sports. Some of it is due to lack of information, lack of timing, and what I mean by lack of timing, I mean some of them fail to take the necessary steps at the right time to make themselves available or make themselves eligible to play at the collegiate level. And when I talk about playing at the collegiate level, folks, we're talking about, to include junior college, we're talking about NCAA Division I, II, and III. But also remembering that we also have NAIA, and they also have Divisions I, II, and III as well. But we're talking about the number of young folks that miss out on that opportunity. And my guest this evening will share with you some of the things that they did to help their child reach that level of success, or some of the things that they allow their child to be exposed to reach that level of success. And when I say level of success, whether or not we're talking about moving on to play at the collegiate level, whether or not we're talking about moving on to play even beyond that and playing at the professional level, I want you to be very attentive to what you hear this evening. I want you to, hopefully you'll be very, information to be very informative. I want you to really consider asking the hard questions, because we as parents are here to support you. The Parents for the Parents Network was founded on that premise, just solely just to support you in your endeavor. The next generation of parents that's coming along that have young folks that's out there that's playing sports, we're here to support you. 99% of us have gone through the process. 99% of us have had our children play at the collegiate level and beyond. Whether or not it's overseas, whether or not it's in the NFL, whether or not it's in the NBA, at whatever level. And we're here to share our insights, our knowledge, our understanding of the process with every parent out there that takes the time to listen. So I have a few experts that's on the line with us this evening, and hopefully they're going to chime in on some conversation and share a little bit about themselves and their child and, you know, some of the things that they did to help move themselves forward. And in the end, folks, and this is the beautiful part about it, in the end, it's all about happy family. And what I mean by happy family, I simply mean that in the end, everybody walks away with a mutual understanding. Everybody walks away with a sigh of relief. Everybody walks away with a cheer and congratulations and all these great things. Because now, you know, this thing is actually a family decision. I understand that the young men are out there and they make their decision. They decide to go to this school, that school, wherever. I understand. But when being a part of that process, we have to look at how it impacts the whole entire family. And when you walk away at the end and you have a happy family atmosphere, happy family attitude, And I can just tell by the folks that I'm still connected with, folks I'm still staying in touch with, folks I'm still sharing their information and sharing their posts and sharing their pictures and sharing their accolades, that, you know, things that their children are doing, that is still a happy family environment. So, enough said on that. I will be coming back and share some more information with you here shortly. I want to check and see what calls I have on the line. I have a couple of phone numbers on here that I believe I recognize. One area code is 973, and the other area code is 512. I'm going to go ahead and plug these two callers in, and hopefully these callers are here to share some good information with you this evening, and definitely some insight on how they help their children to become successful. Callers, are you on the line?
I am. Hi, Mike. It's Annette.
Hey,
hi.
Good evening, Annette.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hey, Jackie, how are you? Yes.
Hey, Jackie. Okay, great.
Hey, good evening. Good evening, ladies. How are you doing?
Great. Great. Thanks for inviting us, Mike.
Hey, first and foremost, Happy New Year to you. And I know it's been a great year for the both of you. And I know it's been a great year for your children. I believe everything's going well. I haven't heard anything or seen anything or read anything. I've seen nothing but great stuff coming from the information that you're sharing with us. And I'm glad you're able to join us this evening. The two ladies that I have on are members of Mothers of Athletes, another great organization out there that are doing some great things around the country. And I'll just let one of them chime in and tell us about what they have going on and anything else they want to share with us at this moment. Anybody can go first.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Mike. Well, some things we've done recently. We had a drive in December, and we were able to successfully pull the mothers together to have a drive to donate socks and things for teens that were in need in one local area that we provided that service for. And I think, you know, we also kind of continue with the athletes strategy, try to be a networking group for mothers, to try to be a resource for mothers. So we're working on our strategy for the next coming year as far as some things that we can do and some enhancements that we can make to the organization to make it stronger and more accessible to more parents in the high school network. So we're working on that. But it's been a good year. Jackie, you want to add anything?
No, I think I would just state that, you know, Mothers of Athletes and Mothers for Athletes, we're both, and we're here to educate, enlighten, and empower parents to just know the information that's needed to for their athletes to excel. And we place a lot of focus on the education part, and I'm sure not only Mike, but Annette and some of the moms and parents of athletes that are on will agree that the focus is first educating our student athletes, and then anything else beyond that is true gravy. So if they go on to play professional sports at any level, the goal is to ensure that they walk away educated, more educated than they were before, getting into college, getting their degree, and hopefully then prospering after their years as a professional athlete. So that's what we also try to do.
Exactly, and that's a great thing that you're doing, and that's the same ideal and same thing that Parents Culture Parents Network like to stress. And, you know, I think that's what caused us, you know, the three of us to click so fast, that we all had that same feeling. We all had that same, you know, desire to get out there and just give something back. You know, one of the things that I like to talk about, and I tell this to parents all the time, and then I'll let y'all share some more information with parents that's listening, who I have muted currently. I'll let them in a minute. I know a couple of them may have some questions, but I'm waiting for a couple more callers to call in that may be adding to our conversation. One thing I like to share, I just like to share how my son decided to actually mature during this process. and I share this with the young men, and I share this with the moms and dads from time to time, how he actually he took it upon himself to develop that strong self-discipline and really decide, okay, this is what I have the potential to do. And this is what I really been wanting to do for quite some time now, since I was a little boy. But that door wasn't really open for me until I really decided to put myself in that doorway. In other words, I share a story with parents all the time, and I tell them, and I tell the young men the same thing. I tell them how, I had my son do a class over. He had a earth science class that he had a D in, and I'll just put it out there. He had a D in, and hopefully if he's listening, he'll probably frown his face up, but oh well, he'll get over it. He had a D in this earth science class. And he ended up taking his earth science class over in his senior year. But the turning point for him and the biggest point in his, I believe one of the biggest points in his whole recruiting process, what was that maturing factor, was when he realized that, hey, I need this class to get out of here. I need this class to get this scholarship. Because that was one of the core courses that was required. And he was in a classroom, and the earth science class was a bunch of freshmen. He was sitting in a classroom with a bunch of freshmen. And they were in there, and he was in a school environment where, you know, if the teacher doesn't have good classroom management skills, then that classroom may be sometime in a total uproar. It wasn't until he stood up one day and said, hey, if y'all don't want to be sitting in here your senior year, especially those of you who are athletes, don't want to be sitting here your senior year, then we all need to get to work. And the teacher immediately, after she got the class under control, after she, gave them their assignments and they buckled down and got to their assignments, she called me shortly after he made that spill and told me about that. And the only thing, it was just, pride just ran over me. That's all I could say is that, hey, now he gets it. Now he understands it. But from that point forward, you're talking about a focused young man. He was focused on making it to the next level, and just making it to be able to play at the college level. Like Jackie just said, everything else after that is gravy. But just being able to make it to the college level. But it wasn't until he realized that, hey, I got to do this. If I really and truly want to play college ball, I got to buckle down. And I can't buckle down with these freshmen sitting in this classroom, and they're yelling and screaming, and they don't want to pay attention, and the teacher here really doesn't have any classroom management skills. And later on that day, I sat him down, and I talked to him, and we had a good long talk. And I told him about, you know, that the teacher had called me, and she informed me of what took place. He said, Dad, he said, I had to, because if not, the classroom would have been out of control for the rest of the school year. I needed to get that class. I could have came home and asked you to switch me to another class, but I seen other folks in there that I knew they was watching everything I was doing. And you talking about, man, being a proud daddy at that time. But that's just a little story that I share with folks from time to time, and I'm quite sure, ladies, y'all that's on I think we have another, I don't recognize that number. Let me check and see who it is. I'm quite sure that y'all may have something as well that you want to share with our listening audience. And it's just going to be a handful of us that's going to share stuff until we open up the phone line.
Okay. Thanks, Mike. Hey, I have a similar story, Mike. A lot of times people ask you, what did you do differently along the way that might have made a difference? And you know, my son, he played college basketball, and he just plays professionally now, but one thing that comes to mind when you ask that question for me is you know how we have the AAU basketballs that, or actually AAU basketball that actually starts most times 7th, 8th grade was when the kids start really getting into the select teams and the traveling teams. Well, most people don't know my son didn't play AAU basketball his 9th grade because what we felt like as parents on what he needed to develop as far as his skills and where he was, we wanted to let him know, hey, you know what? Everything doesn't need to be exposed about your game, especially if you're developing your game, you're working on your skills. Let's spend the whole summer just working on you. So the next year when you go out as a sophomore and a junior, which you'll have 2 more years to expose your skill set, that you have the right skills, that you have worked on the right things. And we really wanted to do that because we wanted to make sure he had the right passion and the right mindset and was mature enough to get out there on the AAU circuit and be confident in his skill set and know what he wanted to do and know what he could not do. So we kind of, as parents, made the decision that we're taking the whole summer just to work on just you. And a lot of people are afraid to make those kind of decisions when it comes to their children because they feel like they're going to miss an opportunity or they're going to be behind for some significant period of time. But we didn't feel that way because we felt like we're giving you what you need to move to the next level. So when you do get wherever you're going to go with your basketball and your career, that you feel confident about what you're doing. So that was one of the stories I like to tell as far as some things that we did along the way. And then when he got to college, when you get to college level, you start hearing all the buzz about how great and wonderful you are. So a lot of freshmen think they're ready to go into a professional sport at 18, 19. And some are, which is a great thing, but some are not. So, you know, we always use this motto with my son, it's not getting in, it's staying in. So if you have to stay another year or two in college to develop your skills, and we didn't really want our son to go off into a professional sport if he had never lived in an apartment on his own. We just felt like there was a level of maturity that comes with living on your own that you need to reach before you go into a career. So, you know, we kind of took baby steps and worked through all those things to try to be involved in his decision making, so he didn't feel like he was making a decision in a tunnel without having the right support in place to be successful. So those are some of the things I feel that we did that may be different, maybe other parents do, but I'd like to just share that with everyone to say stay involved as much as you possibly can so that you can help your child reach those milestones so that they can be successful.
And that's awesome. That's awesome. And you know, the biggest thing that I pull out of that is the involvement. And parents, we have to understand that we have to stay involved. It's not an optional thing. It's no way in the world, and I say this to parents all the time, and I know you may have something to add to it, Jackie, and let me finish this part here, and then I want to see what you have to add to it. There's no way in the world that we as parents who have, you know, to make it real simple, okay, this is our child we're talking about. We're talking about our little baby boy for the most part, and sometimes our girl, that has been in our household, been around us, we've been around them for 16, 17, 18 years, whatever. How do you feel comfortable as a parent? And parents, I'm challenging you on this question. How do you feel comfortable with allowing some coach to come along that may have known the child maybe 2 years, 3 years, or just during the summer month, during the time that may have been playing select ball, AAU, whatever other outside sports outside of school? Allow that person to come in and make decisions that's going to impact not only you as a family, but impact your child for the rest of his life. That's something that I've yet to figure out how so many parents have a tendency to do that. And I'm questioning you on that, parents, and I'm saying that because the experts that I have on the phone here this evening, I know they are their child's biggest advocate. They're all about supporting their children. They're all about supporting the next group of children that come along. And none of us felt the need to allow that to happen. So I'm putting that out there now. Parents, that may be something you want to think about. You have enough resources. You have enough access to various folks that have lived that process, that can help you out, that can talk you through it, that can work with you hand in hand. I throw my number and information out there all the time for anybody that needs the help, that needs the assistance, that just needs somebody to talk to or just run something by me. And if I don't know it, I definitely have enough resources out there where I can reach out to somebody that has had that experience, whether or not we're talking about football, baseball, basketball, whatever. Come along and just mentor you, guide you, and make sure you stay on track as far as your child is concerned in this recruiting process. Jackie, did you have something you was going to add? Hello?
I'll send a message to Mike to make sure something happened.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was on mute. I was just saying, Michael, that I ditto everything you said about staying informed and just being your children's advocate. And listening to both your story and Annette's story, I would say make the best decision for your child and your family. It's, you know, it's all different. It's different situations. You know your situation. So you really have to make the best decision for your child and your family. It's very important to stay connected and to know the rules and the information that's needed to move on to the next step going forward, from grammar school to high school, from high school to college, from college to a pro level in any sport. And so it is really information that is the key. And with parents coaching parents and mothers of athletes, that's what we do. We're here to support the parents, all sports, and giving them the information needed to help you make the right decisions for your child and for your family. And anyone else that comes in that tries to take the child and make the decision is usually not for you or not for your child, even though they make it seem that way. So I think that's what I take away. I have three sons. Two have already played in the collegiate. One is playing now. One is playing overseas. And then I have a son that's in high school. So we're still very much involved in all of it. And just reaching out and asking questions and getting help, I would say, is the best thing to do in moving forward, so that the pitfalls that we made as parents, we can advise you to say, don't go that way because here's what happened, or go this way because it's been the best for us. But, again, make the best decision for your child and your family.
Exactly, exactly. And you know, that's a valuable nugget to walk away with, and definitely something that we appreciate. You know, parents, it's all about, at the end of the day, if you listen to what most of the ladies had to say, I just get a message here, okay? If you listen to what most of the ladies had to say, you know, it's all about making that right decision or assisting your child making that right decision that's going to impact, because it impacts the entire family. You know, you may have a younger sibling, you know, just like Jackie was just talking about. She had three boys. And when that first one took off and he went to college, it impacted the other two. The other two started thinking, hey, can I make that same move? Can I do the same thing he did? Hey, I'm going to miss my brother. How far away did he go? You know, all these different dynamics come into play when that decision is made. And especially if you have younger siblings involved. Because now everybody's wondering, okay, can I do this? Is this going to be my next move? I want to do the same thing my brother did. My sister went to college, she's playing ball, we're going to get a chance to go see her. You know, all these little things come into play. So that decision has a huge impact on the family. has a huge impact on the family. One of the things that and I know mothers of athletes have done a number of things, a number of events, and I've seen some of the different things. We've posted some of the things on our Facebook page, the different events that they had. But, you know, one of the things that I like to incorporate from the parents, coach to parents side, and that's one thing I wanted to share with my callers this evening, you know, my special guest. You know, I do a series of workshops as well, you know, and I bring in somebody from a compliance office to sit and talk to some parents. I bring in a reporter to sit and talk to some parents. You know, I bring in a coach that's doing the off season and sitting talking about the recruiting process. I bring in somebody that talks about, you know, putting together a decent highlight tape and video and just showing the difference between, because one of the things that I watched a young lady sit up in the stands the other day, and, you know, I was at a basketball game and I was watching her videotape her son's game. And she was just sitting there. She had it sitting on the tripod, and I noticed the tripod wasn't moving. And the camera wasn't moving. And I was like, okay. So she must have this thing set for wide angle just to take the whole floor and catch everybody playing. And so I talked to her about it later on, and I just pointed out a few things about how she could just take that same video or take the video highlight on her son. Instead of showing everybody's game, show what her son's doing. Of course, you want to see some of the game and some of the other plays, some of the other stuff that's going on around them. But at the end of the day, when you send that video in or when that video is uploaded to online somewhere, if you want to highlight two guys from across the town and the other guy from across the street and your son and all these guys playing all together, then you go ahead and send that tape in as such. But the coach may give you a call and say, hey, I seen this young man number 52 and your son's number 26. That may not work out for you. So you want to highlight, you know, we talked about how to highlight just her son, you know, and then from time to time focus in on him and make sure everybody knows that it's him that you're sending the information in on. But that's just a little thing. So, you know, I do a series of workshops to highlight some of these things and talk about going out on official visits and going out on unofficial visits. And I bring a lady in that talks about, you know, the SAT, and that's an altogether different conversation. And I do have a question for the two ladies that's on with us, because I know they was involved earlier on with a new SAT program, and I wanted to know how that was going. So hopefully one of y'all could share some information with us on that. But I talk about the various, about five or six different workshops. And we cover that information, I share that information with them, and then I make sure that they know, hey, send somebody else in so they can get some of them. And we try to keep that cycle going, try to keep that little cycle going. So, you know, I know that's what we do on this end, and we're trying to grow from here to branch out and reach out to as many different folks in many different areas. And, you know, the same thing, ladies, I'm quite sure that y'all probably doing something similar along those same lines. But I'm going to stop for a second and let y'all come back in and chime in and share some more information with us. Because I know, like I said, I know at one point in time you was working with somebody that had an SAP program. I wanted to know how that was going with the new change coming into play.
Yes, Michael. So it's going great. We're working with a company called PrepCube. And PrepCube actually does SAT and ACT, and they've actually branched out, and they actually perform content to the students via text messaging. So you could actually do it via text messaging on the computer, and each day your student will actually get a question, and they're studying every day from the ACT or the SAT, and they're able to get the right answer via right on their cell phones via a video message. So we think it's a great program. We're hoping to be able to connect with some, and Annette is actually working on this, connecting with some of our professional athletes and the NBA to offer it to some students in the high schools to really prepare them for these college boards. Because as we know, if you don't pass the NCAA criteria, you can have as many scholarships as you want. If you don't get the grades and the SAT scores, you're not going to be able to play in the collegiate programs. So we Mother Athletes is getting together with PrepCube and hoping to offer something to our athletes that will help them be able to not have an issue with the NCAA. So that's where we are now. I don't know, Annette, if you want to add a little bit more to that.
No, you covered. Thank you.
Now, we know as of March, the new SAT will be out. As PrepCube changed their format for the new SAT?
Yeah, so they will be up to date, ready as the new SAT process comes out. They'll be able to change their questions and their formats to meet the new process. Yes.
Okay. So, but they haven't done it already.
Well, not yet, because right now, if you're taking the SAT, it's still under the old process program.
Yeah, we have one more left in January. Last one you had in December. You have one more left in January, but the next one that'll hit will be the March one. And matter of fact, if you haven't already registered for the January one, you may have already missed that mark. But there are some other things that's going on with the SAT, and I'm hoping to be able to line up someone to come on. And I was in a workshop about a month and a half ago, and there was a lady that was on that was sharing some information about the new SAT, and it was pretty good. And I thought she had some real good insight on where the new SAT is going and how that's going to impact our children. Supposedly, this is one of the hardest SATs that has ever hit in quite some time. It's supposed to be shorter, but it's supposed to be more intense. So I'm interested to hear more about that. And hopefully I'll have somebody on over the next few weeks, long before the March deadline rolls around. And
mm-hmm.
I'll let you ladies know for sure. And hopefully we can get her on to share some insight on the new SAT as well. Let me see if I had a lady that was calling in also, and she has a young man, she has a son. And actually, her boys are playing baseball. Let's see if she's on yet. But if y'all had anything else that you wanted to share with us, I'm trying to get back to the studio and see whether or not you have any additional callers. Anyone want to call in and ask any questions, you can always reach us at 917-889-8095, 917-889-8095. Well, I do have my other caller just called in. Let me see if I can get there. Area code 410. Area code 410.
That's me.
Yes, that's me. Welcome to the Parents Coach and Parents Network.
That's me, Dominique. I'm sorry I called in a little late, but I wanted to just participate because I've been to a couple of the high school games. Actually, I was just at the Beach Ball Classics in Myrtle Beach. So kind of see the intensity of the high school basketball games, and I just remember what my son went through. So it's pretty intense.
Well, good evening and Happy New Year to you, Ms. Dominique. And,
thank you.
It's been a while. But, you know, the ladies were just sharing, and a few other folks were just sharing some of the things that we experienced during the time that our children were going through the recruiting process, and some of the things that we as parents did to help them reach their own personal level of success. Anything you want to share with us?
You know, I've been through it, but one of the things I always tell parents who ask me about that process is, it's two things when it comes down to decision. For us, it came down to, you know, what do you want to do after basketball? And whether or not, you know, I mean, all the boys want to play either baseball, whether it's football, basketball, they do want to play professionally. But then you ask them, what if you weren't playing the game? What would you like to do? And so that's a question that at 16, 15, they don't even think about, but that's what you need to ask them. Just in case you don't, I would love to see you in the NBA or NFL or any National Baseball League, but if you don't make it there, what else would you like to do? And what school is going to get you that goal? So that's one of those questions you need to ask your son or daughter, so that as they're making the decision, they kind of like coincide their decision with that thought in mind.
Definitely. And that's normally, and like you said, at that age, you know, 16, 17, they're really, you know, their minds are really kind of scattered, not unless you
have. Exactly. They're not thinking about. They're just thinking, oh, I want to be an NBA player or I want to be an NFL player. That's all they think about.
Exactly. And, you know, the percentage that actually makes it from, and I can't get my article to pull up, but there's a great article that's on the NCAA's website that talks about the probability of playing after high school. And it has some real good data on there. And it just brings out some real good facts. And it talks about the percentage of athletes that go on to play from high school on to the professional level. I think it's like 1.2 or 1.4,
Right. Again, it's our responsibility to make sure that they think about alternatives and they go to a school that's going to give them that best alternative. Now, we don't want to kill their dreams, but we want them to think about their best alternative.
Exactly. Now, I'm going to throw this question out, ladies, and hopefully one of you can chime in and answer this question and give us some real, honest, family, mama feedback on this question here. It's not a real hard question. It's just a real simple question. You know, what is the furthest distance that you consider letting your child go when he or she, and I know some folks on the line have our young ladies that's playing sports as well, he or she decided to start looking at schools. Was there a question in there as far as how far you allow them to go? And what I mean by go, if you're on the East Coast, would your child be playing ball over in Washington State, or down in Southern California, or out in Texas, New Mexico, wherever?
I'm sorry, go ahead. I was going to say, this is Annette. We didn't really actually put a restriction on the distance, but as we started to visit the schools, we started to plant the seed to say, if you go here, and let's just say it's a West Coast location, and we live on the East Coast, you may not see us as frequently as if we stayed on the East Coast because, you know, the travel is going to be longer, the travel is going to be more expensive. You're going to have less family that lives maybe on the West Coast versus the East Coast. So, you know, you have to just kind of set the tone to say, we're not going to tell you not to do that, but these are some things you need to think about and make that part of your decision so you're comfortable and everybody's realistic about what the expectations are if you make that decision to go across the country, but it's going to be a different experience than what you've had in the past, and there's going to be more distance between you and the family. So I think just by putting that criteria in place and actually putting that in, or actually explaining that and having them put that as the pros and cons of that aspect of the decision to make sure they considered that kind of helped them to make a decision that they felt comfortable with. And if it didn't bother them, then they go across the country. But in my case, my children didn't want to be on across the country that far away from, because they did want the interaction, the support, and the engagement, and us being able to get there and, you know, and be more supportive on a more frequent basis than we would have been able to do if they were across the country.
Good point. As an interest, we didn't either. This is Jackie. Put a restriction. I did have one son. I live on the East Coast, and he decided to play ball in Texas, and that was a bit different. But what we did, because of Mothers of Athletes, we were able to connect with a mom, and we call them, as Mothers of Athletes, we call them moms on the ground. So I was able to connect with a mother who actually lived in Texas, so that when we weren't able to go to the games and we weren't able to be there, you know, after the games and on the holidays, he couldn't come home. His mom and their family really adopted him and took him off campus, and he had Thanksgiving with them, and it was really due to our moms on the ground. So wherever the athlete decided to go, because, you know, we didn't want to take their experience away from them. We've had our college experience. So wherever you feel that you want to be, we supported them in that. It wasn't about not having your family around. It was about supporting the athlete to where they wanted to go. But then we gave them a support network there through Moms on the Ground that really helped them. And he since moved back to the East Coast. He plays for Connecticut now. He's closer to home, but he still engages with his mom on the ground and their family. They just played Texas last week.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
he had an entire group of people, from the grandma to the mother, the dad, the kids, everyone came out while he was in Texas playing against Texas to support him. So that's the way we did it. And just, again, having the network really helped him feel like he wasn't missing his family here on the East Coast.
Exactly, and that's a great concept to have. And you know, that's one of the things that Parents for the Parents Network like to stress as well, just to have that opportunity to, as you put it, moms on the ground, or, you know, ladies, y'all kind of like pushing my buttons on this mother stuff, but, you know, so there are some guys out there that's doing a few things out there.
There
Wait, come on now.
Bring them out.
Okay. But there are a few of us that's doing a few things. So,
that is so great.
Yes. And that is a great thing to have the opportunity to be able to reach out to someone, be able to reach out to a family that's in that area just to give that support. And, you know, that's one of the things I thought about during the time that I was actually sitting and trying to put together, okay, well, what is Parents for the Parents Network going to do? You know, a network of parents that's all over the country, that's trying to support every young athlete that's out there and help he or she get steered in the right direction, and that child never be able to go anywhere and not feel as though that he or she can reach out to somebody and feel at home, you know, feel at home.
Right. Well, Mike, I'm on the other side now because my son graduated. So I'm on the other side. So I think that's another topic, and I'm not going to go into it. I think you should do another topic about what happens afterwards.
Uh-huh.
And some of the things that they should be doing,
I mean, okay, so, of course, the goal is for them to play NBA, NFL, National Baseball, whatever it is. But what happens when they don't, and what are the things they need to do and make in place and do, and you know, mm-hmm. prior to that, so that they have, make sure that they are getting what they want out of this and are still successful, even if they don't play the game professionally. So that's another topic.
Yeah,
it's like a hard topic.
Okay. Yeah, life after.
That's another topic,
and I'd like to definitely talk more about that because my son now is on the other end, you know, 1 year out, and so there's a lot of things I've discovered, and so I'd like to share that, but that's a whole other topic, okay?
Okay, well, we can revisit that here in a couple weeks
yeah.
as well. I'll definitely
yeah.
keep you in mind because who else? Well, there's someone else that has some information that they wanted to share. Oh, I don't know if y'all are familiar with Real Thornton.
Of course, Real. I know Real.
Yeah, exactly.
Her son is yeah. a graduate with, well, her son was right here at my house.
Yeah,
he was at my house for the Christmas vacation, and he's a graduate assistant at Marquette. Wonderful.
Okay.
Just wonderful,
yes, yes.
dude. But anyway,
yes.
exactly. So I think those are the topics, Linda, just for kids right now in college. And of course, all their dreams are to play in professionally. But what if that doesn't happen? What are some of the things they need to be making sure they're doing just in case that doesn't happen so that they can put themselves in a good place?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's also part of having a great network, you know, Mothers of Athletes, Mothers on the Ground,
yep.
all these other different mothers organizations that's out here, and to include us little guys over here, Parents Go to Press, you know, just having a great network of parents that can reach out to the young folks and see
yep.
that they're getting ready to, you know, graduate and they may want to stay in that area and, you know, never know who lives, you know, within shot of the campus that can introduce this person to the next person. And that's what the networking thing is all about. And that's a great thing that we have
it
to
sure
learn
is.
To use and take advantage of and help our kids get pointed in the right direction, you know, because them coming out of school half the time, you know, they know who they ran into while they was at school or, you know, whoever the coach pointed them in this direction or that direction, if they're not involved in sports or you know, for whatever reason they decide to move into another field, you know, the coach may or may not know somebody in that area, and they may decide they want to stay in that area. I've seen many young men graduate from school and decide to stay right here in Hampton Road that came from other parts of the country, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a great topic that we need to address. We need to Wow, we've been talking for a while here, ladies. We need to address.
So that'll be another
date,
but
definitely. Okay, well, you know, we got about 5 minutes left, and I know everybody has something that they want to share with us as far as, you know, some important, let me just put it like this. Throw out a valuable nugget that you would share with the next generation of parents that may help them through this recruiting process as they go from high school, moving into, you know, trying to get to the college level or whatever. You know, the first thing I want to start out with, and I'll close it out as well if I have anything else left, start early. Because these parents are, I've seen too many young men and ran into too many young men here lately that think they need to start the recruiting process at the end of their junior year or at the midway through their senior year. All of a sudden now they're saying, well, I haven't heard from anybody. Well, what have you done to put yourself in that position? What have you done to give yourself that exposure? And a lot of it is, and I tell this to parents all the time, I say, you know, they're doing good on the court. They're doing good on the field. They're, you know, playing soccer, volleyball, whatever game, whatever sport they're playing. They're doing their thing there. They're doing their thing in the classroom. Okay? We have to understand, in order for them to get some visibility, in order for them to get some views, some looks, or whatever you want to call it, exposure, have to make sure that they attend the right events. So they have to start that process early. So I encourage folks to start early. Start early, start early, start early. You know? And then I'm going to stop right there, and I'm going to let one of you ladies chime in and see whatever else you have to add into the conversation. And for those of you that keep texting me, don't text me, call in. Give us a call, 917-889-8095. Don't text me your question. Give us a call, 917-889-8095. I'm not accepting any more texts. I'm going to put on the do not disturb sign. Yes, ladies, who's next?
I think one thing I want to add, Mike, is sometimes as parents we have to be realistic about where our children are as far as their skills and what level they're playing
Ooh.
At. And if they're not playing, I mean, if they're at a certain level and you want them to become exceptional and great, then sometimes there has to be additional training resources provided. You know, whether they go to the gym more often, whether they go shoot more. I mean, you have to encourage them to do that because once they get to that, once they make it to that level, the discipline will already be there because you'll have to lift weights, you'll have to go do training, and once you get to that level, but even get to that point, you've got to do it before you reach that level so that you can actually be considered seriously in your craft to say they put in extra time in the gym, they go shoot every day, they dribble every day. You got to work on your game. That would be my tip. You know, a lot of times I think people, you know, think that it's just talent only. It's talent and training. It's like a combination of both. You know, a lot of coaches say they probably rather have somebody that's a hard worker than somebody that has a lot of talent that doesn't want to work hard. Because the hard work gets you further.
I agree.
That's so true. That's so true. That's so true. So true.
I
you
agree.
Got to put that work in.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
don't
I think, you know, maybe a lot
resources.
Of parents, maybe parents know that, maybe some don't, but just think about that when you start talking about where you want your child to go, that they may have to put in some extra time, and they need to really do that on their own, because if you're having to push them out the door every day to go to the gym to shoot, then maybe they don't have the passion they need to go to where you think they should go. It's got to be something they want to do.
Exactly. Very good tip.
I agree with her. I think my nugget would be to be your athlete's advocate, and to help them to make the right decisions. You can't always make all of the decisions for them, but you need to guide them to those decisions, and just, you know, continue to be their advocate. I also agree with you, Michael, starting early and, you know, and working hard. And whatever you do, you have to work hard and you have to be consistent. And then the last thing would be, especially for the parents, is to ask questions. If you see someone that has excelled, talk to the parents. I mean, that's what our groups are for. That's what parents, coaching parents, and mothers of athletes and mothers for athletes are about, asking questions. We have moms who have children that are in the NFL and in the NBA and whatever sport you're in. Ask them, what did you do to help get them there? And usually, if you know a path, then your child might not follow that same path, but there are always some nuggets from discussing it with them that you can take from the conversation. So that's what I would say. That would be my advice.
Yeah, I agree. I know with us, my husband passed away. So my late husband made sure my son, prior to him being given a full scholarship at Notre Dame, he made sure that Eric only played against players that were better than him. And like one-on-one, you know, we would take him to their homes. And some of the people I'm talking about are, you know, well, I mean, they're pretty, you know, it's not to say Beasley, but some people don't even know who he is anymore. But they were really high-profile players that, you know, Eric could not beat, but he played against them all the time. And so his understanding was, this is how good I have to be. And so if you can, parents can find that athlete that's already on that higher level. And if you can, and I can definitely facilitate that if you're in the Maryland area, some athletes that are really at that higher level, and your child will be playing against that athlete, and this is what they get an understanding of. Wow, okay, this is where I need to be. And if I can even come close to beating him, I'm getting there.
Mm-hmm.
So they just get a realistic feel of what it's like to be on a D1 level playing against a D1 player already.
Well, I would really, this is Jackie, and I would really like to connect with you.
Okay, because I know a couple of people.
Afterwards, I have a son that will be attending Notre Dame as an athlete next year. So I would really like to get your insight on that.
Notre Dame as a football or basketball player?
As a basketball player. But he's a student athlete, so.
Oh, I was going to say, I can connect you to everybody.
Well, I mean, Grant, to everybody
that you can think of.
I just
for my son, everybody.
So that's great.
All right.
So this is exactly how to do it.
Okay, yes. You need to get my number because I was just at the UVA game. That they lost to UVA anyway, but, you know, anyway, so I'm very much still in the Notre Dame family, and I'll be there against Louisville. So anyway, what I'm saying is, but they need to have games against, I don't know how old your son is and what grade he is, but we have a player that we are very close to who signed with the Terps with Maryland. And I saw him play at Myrtle Beach just last week. And he killed it. He played against number 6 high school. Do you know Mater Dei in California?
Yeah, my son was there. He played in Myrtle Beach also.
Oh, I was there.
They took third at Myrtle Beach.
I was there, and I watched.
We won't take Mike's time. We'll connect after the event. But thank you so much,
my
Mike.
Goodness.
That was a great connection.
I will text you her number, Jack.
Yeah, I mean, I loved it. I loved it just to watch, you know, just to watch up in high school basketball. It's just to see the talent coming up, and I loved it, the passion and everything. That's just like, so anyway, so yes. So you want, all of you who have kids still in high school, you want to make sure they at least have some kind of one-on-one with an athlete that's already in college so they get a feel of what it's going to be like.
All right, ladies, mm-hmm. I think we hit some great stuff this evening, and I see a number of folks that wanted to call in and want to text me information but don't want to call in and talk. I don't know why. What is there to be afraid of? Just share your thoughts.
I don't know.
Share your information.
This was great, though, but
yes.
I'm ready to help and just give out information or hook up people. You know, just hook up, you know, one-on-one plays with anyone that needs it.
Okay. We'll stay in touch, Dominique. It took us about 2 or 3 years for me to catch up with you, but that's all right. That's perfectly fine. It's perfectly fine, but I'm not going to worry about it. But,
ladies, I thank y'all for calling in.
Jackie, did you get that text?
I did, Michael. Thank you.
Okay. That is your last four. Your number, Dominique, is 9440.
It is. So
okay.
Great.
Okay, I just sent that to Jackie.
Okay. Well, Jackie, hit me up whenever you want, and you know, we'll talk. So this was great, and you know, let's just keep helping each other.
Folks,
good.
You know, Definitely, definitely. I appreciate y'all taking the time out of y'all busy evening and calling in. And I know there was probably some games on this evening that you had to watch things like that. But it's always good to connect. It's always good to have an opportunity to share some insight, your experience, to learn from others, you know, just to gather some information, just to get a feel for where you are and whether or not you can help the next person coming along. And for those of you who decided to stay mute on the phone and didn't want to come in and join in on the conversation, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong. We're not going to hold that against you. Hopefully you learned something from all the experienced voices that you heard here this evening here on the Parents Coach and Parents Network. We'll be back again on the air again next Saturday night, next Sunday, excuse me, at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. You know, the same thing, but we'll be talking about something else different. Hopefully I'll get that information out later on in the week. I'm working on, I want to talk about social media. I want to talk about the do's and don'ts on social media.
That's a good topic, yeah.
Definitely.
That's a very good topic.
How
okay.
to avoid staying out of trouble. How to avoid staying out of trouble as it pertains to social media. So if we can get you out and share some information with you and any questions, again, you can always reach me. Well, hold on. Let me go to the ladies first because mothers athletes, please share your contact information and any other information that you want to share before we close this thing out so folks know how to reach out to you as well.
Yes, we would love for you all to just join in, and you can reach us on mothersofathletes.org. Go on, sign up, and then just come and join us. We're usually on, we have a conference call every third Sunday of the month, and we invite you to join the team, join our group, mothersofathletes.org.
Okay, that's all one word, mothersofathletes.org.
Yes.
Okay, great. I will definitely join in. Thank you.
Awesome.
All right. Okay.
All right, thanks.
All right.
Thank you,
Michael. Thank you, ladies.
Thanks,
hey, y'all have a great evening.
Bye, Jackie. Bye, Dominique. Right. Nice to meet you.
Yep,
bye-bye.
Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Bubba.
Well, folks, you have listened to the Parents Coach and Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio. As always, it's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. Definitely has been an opportunity for us to learn something and to not only just learn something, but to share some information with other parents out there. As I said earlier in the broadcast, we have some experts that was on with us, some folks that have been through the process, some folks that have really had, had to hit the ground running, and helping their children get through that process. So, hey, if you think you got something that you want to share with us, please hit us up on Facebook or catch us on Twitter at PCP Network. If nothing else, check us out next weekend. We'll be on again, same time, same station, same channel, Parents Coach and Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio, Sunday at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. All right. Hey, y'all have a great evening. We out. This has been M.A. Scott, your host.